Let's go back. Let's go back to the last sugya. Just try to decide there what's klar, what's not klar, what's a suffix, and yeah. So negeya, something which is the sugya trima. So the Gemara says that even though you smashed up himself, it stays. It still keeps its original pre because it still has. It still stays its original thing. So machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Rashi says it's machlok sas. The diak in Rashi was that if it's the smach l'gamri, it will lose its bracha. The only time it says m'sakami, the pasuk in Rashi is it only because it's a little bit smashed. If it's totally smashed, it will not lose its bracha. Much like in the Rambam, if it says like in the Rambam, the Rambam was even if it's totally smashed, totally finished, it's going to go ahead and lose its bracha. We saw poiskim l'kan l'kan. The Taz maybe says Rashi doesn't really mean it. Just saying what the word shuma means, and the chami Rashi is masuk to the Rambam. We saw maybe different the schleis other way around. Okay, maybe the Rambam is not really so much chelak on Rashi, the Prisha, the Voshram, the Halach, that everyone agrees if it's a mashka, it loses a bracha. If it's not a mashka, it doesn't lose a bracha. There's too much different cases. But finish me, what comes out in the sack of the Mechaber is the Mechaber says, tomorrow, Shemachim, Be'ad, Osim, Isa, Be'esim, Green, and Filachi, he doesn't lose a bracha. That the Mechaber says that if you make it to Isa, it doesn't lose a bracha. Rama brings down Ophiza, who did this. Dealer, whatever it is, you make rare pre-eights. Then he brings on some who make shakal, and the psak and mishabura depends. He says, whatever the psak and the Rama is, he says, he might say, lalach, he doesn't care. We all like the mechaber, that what? If it's mamash kayam, it doesn't lose his bracha. Only somebody's ovid called serusa, vele nikar klau mao, then you make a shakal. So because of the psak and the sugya, see, one of the problems with his bracha is that some sugya, then there's mitzias, and then there's like how to apply the mitzias. So all three parts are always challenging in the sugya, but and challenging when it comes to Hechaz Brachas. You know, it's a little different than other Mitzvahs. Like Hechaz Nida, just whatever it is, and then you have what you need to know. You have the sugya, you have the psak. Over here, the psak is that if it's mamash kaim, it doesn't lose its bracha. Only something which is over kutzros and kakal, then it loses its bracha. It should be forced at a lashon that nemuchi legamri. It says the Yesh Imem Bezes, Yeshon Le Plag Kima Al Mishim Nuch Le Gamma Le Nikar Tzura Se Klal. It says Le Nikar Tzura Se Klal, then it's Gluz's Bracha, Mashen Gislaz Tzura, then it's going to give his Bracha. So let's just go through the cases, I guess. We'll go cases, I guess, it will soon be clear one way, and then we'll have things which are a little more not as clear. So because it's something which is totally gone, totally smashed, totally then it's going to lose its bracha. So let's go through some cases. Okay, let's go through things which for sure like are totally gone. So if you take, they say apple sauce, which they sell commercialized. It's totally pulverized, totally liquidy, has no pieces, totally nishtana. It's like it's almost like a mashka now. So over there they say that's something which is going to lose its bracha, and that's something which is going to be shahakal. Fruit leather. So we're getting close. What did I say? That's nishtana surasai. That's something which is totally nishtana, and that's something which is going to be shahakal. All the cakes, right? They make it they smash the corn flour and they smash it down. So all those cakes also, it's made from corn flour. It's going to be shahakol because it's totally shan and sarasli, and it's something which is going to lose its bracha.
So they make these mango balls.
I'll get back to mango balls in a second. That's the remind me about the mango balls. Fine. What about corn flakes? So corn flakes, they want to be mechalik between. There's one type of corn flakes they totally smash it and totally it's ice and. Afterwards, they just go in and put it together. And there's another type, which is the pieces. They say the better tasting ones are the ones with the pieces, I think, right? I mean, not the better tasting one. Everything is, taste is very, very personal, but, what? What are you saying? The Kellogg's or the other one? The Kellogg's, they just make it into small pieces. So they never. They roll it, so. What did I say? It's still not so kind.
Why is it worse than No, it's totally, it's totally whatever.
Isn't the Rambam fruit leather? Technically, there's more of an apricot than a cornflake.
Okay, let's go through some cases of chayav which we mashe kayim. The mechaber says you have tamarim which you smashed, right? You made it into isa, right? You took tamarim, you made it into isa. That's what you did, right? So what happened? You had tamarim, you made it into isa. So you took these tamarim, you smashed it, and now it's like a paste. You make it. No, filler is totally. Is tomorrow? Tomorrow, trying to make a smash into isa over there. You don't lose its bracha. L'chayra that means. Let's go to some case like that. You take bananas, you totally smash it. Like you make it into isa. That's some chaber. That's something which gives bracha. Avocado. You take the avocado, you totally smash it. Even though it's not like piecey anymore, it's totally mushy. It's isa. What's isa? Isa is something just totally mushy. It's not like there's like pieces that are floating around. It's totally smashed. It's totally into isa over there. The Chabad says that's something which would retain his bracha, and it's not going to lose his bracha.
Why is that called mushy?
Because the chefza is all totally there, and it's nicker. You know, look at it, you see it's just a smashed banana. It's a person, you see a smashed banana. It's a banana which is now in an isa form. It's not something which is a shinoi. You know, right there. We're dealing with terminology, which is a little bit difficult, but the terminology is something which is Ovad Kod Sarisa Nika Klam Maho. That's a lesson of Mishabura, one of the things. Ovad Kod Sarisa Nika Maho. I can't tell what it is. A smashed banana, a smashed avocado, a smash, all these things. It was a banana, now it's just smashed. You see, it's a banana, and it's not. Of it, it's not nishtana to the point that loy nika kal maho. You know exactly what it is. This looks like a smashed banana. So anytime you see, even though it's not PC anymore, it's still gonna. It's still.
Even though there's no
mamushes, what do you say? Even though there's no mamushes, that would be.
Just enough.
What do you say?
Just liquor enough.
Yeah. If it's. Right, if it turns totally into liquidy, then now we could say maybe that's nishtana tsurasi lagami. But just taking a solid and now making it mushy, you make it solid into mushy, that definitely is not called enough of a shina. That's just a fruit in a smash form. That's not going to lose its bracha. If you make it totally liquidy already, then already you could hear saying definitely on the drisha, that's his whole sugya. That's solid into liquid, that's oispri. Mashenkin, if it stays in a sisala form, then it would, yes.
Is it not nicker or because it's nishtana terrestre?
What do you say?
Because it's not nicker or nishtana terrestre.
If you make it totally into a drink?
Yeah.
But you would say that the pshat is that it's a total legami shinoi from its tzura. That is, there's a fruit which is smashed, which is, it's different. It's just like a... It's a fruit in the iso form, and then it's a fruit which is totally changed. You make it from a oichon into a mashka. That's something which we look at as a total change. Yes, even though you can tell choira, the choira, I'm saying that we got it. So now as we take strawberries and you smash it, so then it's the fruit, and it'll maybe change form, but it's still nicker, and it's not a gami enough of a shinoi, it will keep its bracha. That's why you smash banana, smash avocado. You take strawberries, smash it with a fork. So even though it's like squished up and it's whatever, but the stomach will still carry his bracha. Mashenki, if you take any mamish blend it, so then that will be something that would be considered a shinui legami. It's in a liquid form now, and therefore it's going to lose its bracha. Same thing with the applesauce. You just take it and you smash it. So those apples, now it's just smashed apples. So that's like isa, the chalabi mechaber. If you go in and now you make it into liquid form, like the commercialized, the chalabi, that's something which is going to lose its bracha, and it'll be something which is going to be shahako. Popcorn. So popcorn, they say it's something which is not nishtana. It's something which is not nishtana. That's something which the pieces are there. That's something which is not nishtana. And therefore, it's something which will keep its original bracha.
What about rice cakes?
Oh, so they grow separately? Right. Anything which is right. I think I mentioned it. One more time. Anything which is dark kibbukak, a normal thing to do. I'm saying everything is dark kibbukak, which is a normal thing to do. That's something which, if it's dark kibbukak, so that's what Shmuel Zessen says, and Shmuel brings out that over here, that if it's something which is dark kibbukak, therefore, if that's the tzura of how you use this fruit, So then it's not least pre. What's a pre? A pre is what it's planted. That's to be that. If something which is darker, that's the normal way of doing it.
What would be an example of that?
Okay, most bad things.
A lot of people, I see older.
What would be an example of that?
So I want to come back to that, just because the question is like this. Do you need darker roi, which gets a little bit in the next, so you get the same kasha, darker roi, which the Lashon of Yom HaShavuot goes more roiv. Roi v'achalas nas apayr, so I did risuch. Then it keeps going very roiv dick, which also touches a little bit on the Rajan Rush. You know, it's linked to everything. Is it totally in roiv, or is it totally in darkly?
What about rice cake? It doesn't
turn out. Okay, peanut butter. So is that, well, get that a second. Half? Okay, a second. Okay, peanut butter. What's the luck on peanut butter? So peanut butter is something which was once upon a time a peanut. Now they make it into peanut butter. So what happens with peanut butter? So over there, we break it down. What does that think for us? The Yisrael Shah is going to be Mitzadachod. It's like whether they smash it and they no pieces and it's just like it's mushy. But Mitzad Beis, it's like a whole processed thing, which now it's a total different, like, no sheikhas to the peanut butter form. And it's like a banana. What? Not true? Why?
No, they make peanut butter, you have to throw in the blender.
What do you say?
Make peanut butter, you have to throw them in the blender, maybe some water to get it
going. No, what I'm saying is like this. When you have a banana, it's still a tsurasa banana. It's just in like an iso tikka form. This is the same thing, you think?
Yeah, but
which will maybe we have to see whether the chalik is true. It's fine. Let's go to the mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes, regular mashed potatoes. Take a potato and you smash it up. That's regular mechaber. That's isa, and that's something which it's potatoes. Mashed potatoes, about it's going to retain its original bracha. Now, on Tuesday, I said that peanut butter is going to be shackle. What was going on in my head, which maybe we could correct this in the bite. There's two parts of it. There's a segovia and then there's a metzias. And you know, the two separate chalakim. Now, in the mehed and the metzias was like a mashed potato. We see it as a isa, and that's a potato. I'm shaking a peanut butter is not something which from mesiaches to something to being from a peanut butter. It's something which you look at as of its sarissa, the nikakal, and it's totally changed. Now, the reason why maybe I'm thinking that, just because it might be, because like in my kitchen I see mashed potatoes, and therefore that's why I look at a mashed potato as coming from a potato. I never smashed up a peanut butter. So that might be what's going on in my head. So we have to just work this out over here now. That's what we're trying to work now. That's what I'm saying. It's only because like I never saw, you know, I saw mashed potatoes, so that's a potato. But mashed peanut butter, I never tried. I never did it. So therefore, I look at it as, you know, do you think that peanut butter is the same thing as a banana, avocado, and potato? Why not? Mashed potatoes, the reason why you make a dhamma is because it's something, if you just take something and you make an yeast out of it, you know, as we say like this. Applesauce, if you blend it, it loses sura, turn it to shackle. I'm thinking, if you don't blend it, you just like smash it, so then it's a keeper. What? So we got that in a second. We got mashed potatoes in a second. The kipshutoi, we'll get that in a second. The way you make peanut butter is you have to blend it and you smash it, it turns into like a blend it totally, it's totally gone. Kipshutoi, it definitely is debatable. Different swarms, there's different things and all these things. But I think my peanut butter shot is being that it's totally smash. It's not an iso, which is made into dosan, which you have to blend it, right, to make peanut butter, right? Well, we'll get the potatoes in a second. Fine. We're comparing it now to banana in your house. Banana, which you smash with your fork, you smush it. That gives us broccoli. That's iso. I think peanut butter shot. Okay, let's move on to potatoes. Let's move on to potatoes. Okay. Tonight, I think it's pretty good. This is where it gets a little bit more difficult. Something like mango bowls, right? So it's not so clear. What are mango bowls? So. Okay, let's go to playing. Let's go to things we're not as clear. Okay, let's move on to the part which is a little more complicated. Let's move on to potato kugel. So there's one type of potato kugel which shredded pieces. That's very simple, and the luck is you're going to make adama. It's like tamarim, and therefore it's make adama. It's not totally nishtana, therefore gives us bracha. There's another type of potato kugel, which the way you make it is totally make it. I'm going to explain how you make other type of potato kugel. It's no pieces. What is it?
Yeah,
use a blender. It's totally, you blend it, right?
Like using the
It's totally ground. Okay. So therefore, kipshutai, what should one... Kipshutai, based on what we saw tonight, what are we doing that? What's he doing in that case? Shakal. Kipshutai, if it's just pieces, it's going to be out of time. It's not shanish shirasai. If you totally, one second, if you totally blend it and there's nothing left, you made it into like a liquidy, and then afterwards you just go and make a potato cocoa out of it. And you don't, and then... It depends how much it's misasik. If it's misasik legami, then there are always going to be pieces. It's like a mush.
Get a better blender. Get a better blender. Not true. Put your fingers through it. You're not going to feel anything. Maybe you'll feel one piece.
Kids, if it has pieces, definitely had dombo. If it's totally if it's totally misasik legami, it definitely is a very stark side to say should make a shakal. The chen cuts of a chodashani. The chodashani writes that something, you know, you take a potato galgal and it's totally smashed. It's totally smashed. He says that where are we over here? Page 17, Kudashani over here says that Kogos B'toch Adam, okay, Lakis. He says it's a Sua, it's a Dover Acher, and he is totally smashed. It's Sumer Kudashis. He wants to say it's going to be Shakal. Unless it's Nikki Yavchatichis, then it's going to be Poipri Adam. The Sheva Levi on the other hand says in Tshuva, have it over here, you remember page 11 over here. Sheva Levi wants to say that. He says that Lamaisa, that's called the deep pasha, that's called nicker. Even though you put in a blender, it's like Chatichas Lakshan, nicker. So that's called nicker ksas. It's not like the case of the Ramah that you make, and therefore you make a bracha by Piyadama. The Gambe and the Nicker, the Gambe is a chun. He says, befrat, in that some sugya, even if it's not nicker, the Gambe. What's the kapsaka Ramah? Ramah says, bad, it should be eight. Nervous, toy make a bracha shakal. You make a bracha shakal. Toy make a chilochas chil bracha shakal. You make eight, you're going to be yitzis. He holds mustomets kasid a nicker. He holds that still kasid a nicker. And being that still kasid a nicker, so therefore, he wants to say that keep its bracha. The Ber Moshe comes a whole different angle. He wants to say that, we said before, some which is darkei b'kach, some which is normal. So some which is darkei and is normal, he said that keeps his bracha. So he says, he thinks that, p'tuch adam rave are eating a day risuk. Raif and Shainim. He wants to say, raif potatoes. That's the same as raif potatoes. They do it, they risuk. Like, is it? What? He wants to say, it's raif, it's done like that. So if he says, it's Pashatim, that's the Tepuch Adam Kogel, all those things, that the Chara, that should be the Bracha. So the Chara Chimitash is Maskim, and therefore, whatever. It's like enough, what's guys over? If it's pieces, clear, it's Adama. If it's totally blended, so then basically the kuach is going to be, do you say now it's totally blended? Therefore, these pieces, therefore, it's like the Ramah and Shvi Shakal. That's what Mr. Krauss will look at. If a frat, it's all different. Surah. Shlevi says, no, it's not as. It's hard to know what the Ramah said. Ramah says something. How much is that? I don't know. I never saw the food. So it's very hard to know. And the place are grappling with that, right? Mr. Krauss seems to say, oh, no, it's a steiner. Shelby says, no, it's not as much. That's like mama's ground finish and it's none at all. This part, it looks like a potato. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Riyashiv and Shuva, Gimel Lama Beis. And Kavis Shuvas. Do I have it on the Mama Kavis? No, it's not on the Mama Kavis. Riyashiv is going to Lama Beis. He says, goes to the Sugar and says, if it's nicker, then they give us bracha. If he says, potato go-go, nicker. Latkes. Similar thing, right? Latkes. So he says, Riyashiv says, nicker. Even though maybe at the end of the day, it looks like it came from potatoes. Not in the, it doesn't look as a totally nishtana. Therefore, it's. But he says that's going to be considered. That. What do you say? My second minister Karel said that no, it changed and it's going to be shackle. Even else, some Zaman also said it's going to be nicker. What brings out even more is when you have the instant mashed potatoes, right? The instant potatoes. So that's totally legamri in the smasik. Then afterwards, you put it back in water, and it comes back into mashed potatoes. So, kipshutai, Well, there's no pieces in there. It was totally nisvasik. It was totally ais. It was totally nishtano. Kipshuta, you would say, it lost the shame pri. Being that it lost the shame pri, it should lose its bracha. That's what Sankrel says. It's Eishav Abuchashover, and Bayasa says that. And the Sefer, they bring down Bashem, Rav Yashar, Shem Zalman, and also Rav Moshe Feinstein, all three of them, that they all said that no. Being at the end of the day, now it looks like a potato. Therefore, it's not called that it lost its shame bracha, and therefore it's gonna give us bracha. Which actually even bigger chiddush. There was a point that's totally nishtana. Looks like a mamish is a whole different shinoi. Now, for us, being that right now it looks back to the original bracha. The original bracha. The way we imagine it is that we're trying to say svaras in like what shvach gives to everybody. So this looks like a potato. So therefore, we make a bari adama. It once grew from the ground, and now it looks like that still. So therefore, in Hilchos Brachos. It seems to be like it's Pringles, right? The Pringles, the original Pesach, once said, you should make shakal. It's totally ground, totally changed. And then you should make a shakal. They say Rav Moshe later on, after Moshe and said Adama. Why? Being that it looks like a potato, even though it's totally in Ishtana, even though it's, what?
It doesn't look different than potato chips.
No, it does.
What? what so I think all of these things is a massive tradition. Because the last hour not though like that. Kipshuta, you think no, over clear. What's clear like this? A smashed fruit in Issa form definitely gives us bracha. That's the machaber, right? And those are all examples we gave. Something which is totally liquidy now and like he made it into a solid to liquid, like in the applesauces or things like that, that for sure loses and totally shredded, that's something which would lose his bracha. Someone's totally shtanim, it's like fruit leather, and that's something which loses his bracha. Something which was at one point seems something which is now nicker to be the original fruit, but it went through a process which at some point it was not the original fruit, but now it goes back to it. It would seem like a big chiddush to say that it keeps the original bracha. If you ask the b'chachos like that, Mr. Grell seems to go like that. Moshe, Yashiv, and Shlomo Zalman saying the svar, if it comes back to the original thing, then it will keep its original bracha. We also seem to have a machleik exactly what's going on nikkel legamri. But potato kogol, Shea Levi always thinks, no matter what, how much you smash it, that's still nicker pieces. That's not something which is totally nishtana. Manshenki and others, Mr. Grell are saying that no, that's something which... It was totally shredded. Therefore, it's going to lose a bracha. So on one hand, it's a very frustrating sugya. To get like a, because right, it's a terminology of foods we don't know what we're talking about, and it's like over the gamri, shtam the gamri. I mean, the only small nacham is that the Rama writes that Iker Din is he's not sure. Rama himself didn't know what the psak is, right? He says like really Iker Din should be making the eights and everything, or adama. Rava is tough to get a shakal to get out of it, but manashach is going to be yitzah. So. Yeah, I don't know. But at the end of the day, the Minhag HaOlam definitely seems to be that, what do people make on potato kugels? Adama, what do they make on mashed potatoes? Instant potatoes? Adama, latkes? Adama, definitely, what? Okay, it seems in the Minhag HaOlam more is on that. It's very hard to know when they said these svaras, were they trying to miyashiv the Minhag HaOlam? Because like, it's like one line things like, and people ask them, are they trying to miyashiv the Minhag HaOlam? Or the Betzim El Hele. Anyone over here live in Zemal Daphne? Huh? Here's what Nachum about. Did Rabbi Yashar, what did they ask him exactly? And did he always say the same thing? Whatever, yeah. Did they always ask him? Because a lot of times are thinking about the same thing. Is the Shailan Shikol Das, is that called Nicker or is it not called Nicker? Misarech, like first, I know, I don't think anybody would cop this is coming from a mango, right? It's totally smashed. Because tomorrow you can see the tumma from it. I think if you take a smash date, by a mango ball, beside what? By mashed potato also, you can see. It looks like a potato. It looks like a mashed potato. The question is something was in a form. Something in a form which no one would realize. This is that. That's what I'm saying. Something's in a form which I don't think anybody would realize this is that. The chur, that's called Avat Sirasi. Now the question is it the reason why I'm not realizing is because I'm not in the kitchen enough? If I make mashed mango in my house all the time, I would associate more with that or not? That's also one of the problems you always have to figure out. And that's, that was the first time I saw it, I was like, mashachas that mango. But then maybe on tzedach you say, this is little mango pieces. And maybe it should keep it special.